It's time to beat Bernie.
It's time to beat Bernie.
Sponsored by Fearless Boilers and Pavilion Tankless Water Heaters.
You think you can beat Bernie?
Good luck.
It's time to beat Bernie.
Big Lou is out in Garden City, Long Island. Louis, good morning. How are you, pal?
Very good, thank you. Lou, you can call me Lou.
All right, Lou, you're a retired sales executive. What did you sell?
Business machines. Business
machines. All right. How long are you retired?
Let's see. It'll be 10 years in a couple of weeks.
So why are you still here? Why aren't you in, like, Delray Beach or something like that?
Too hot.
Too hot. Okay. You love Long Island. You're never leaving, right?
We'll see. But I love Long Island.
All right. Good. Well, thank you for staying in New York. We appreciate that, us real New Yorkers.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, good luck in today's game. Here's question number one. William Shatner starred in the classic episode Nightmare on 20,000 Feet on what classic sci-fi anthology series? Bill Shatner.
These are, this is not a multiple choice?
No. I'm sorry, it's not. No.
I have no idea.
All right.
On your two-legged bag of anthrax.
I mean, you could have at least said Star Trek, but it was a Twilight Zone is what he was on there. What federal law enforcement agency's seal includes the motto fidelity, bravery, integrity?
FBI.
Yes. In August 1946, which United States president signed the McMahon Act creating the U.S. Atomic Energy Commission?
What year?
It would have been 46. What president?
President Truman.
Yes. Now you're kicking ass, Lou. As a senior United States Army officer in the Army, Anthony C. McAuliffe served in World War II and is most notable for what one-word response when he was given the message, quote, the Germans have sent some people forward to take our surrender. One word.
Except.
Wrong, you two-legged bag of anthrax, you'll be Jesus.
Nuts! Was the answer. Which famous leading man won his Best Actor Oscar for his performance in Yankee Doodle Dandy?
James Cagney.
Yes, and not bad. Not bad at all. Got three right, Lou. Putting the pressure on Bernie. Bernie's got to get at least four right today. Put Lou on hold. You know, this award is like staring at me.
Yeah, Gabby put it there. It's now part of the show. It's when
he's on like a microphone and
he's hanging out there.
We had a wild 7 o'clock hour today. Joe Gorga, Real Housewives of New Jersey. I did tell him the truth that I threatened to kick his ass when he was bad mouthing Dolores. And before him was Peter Gordio, great actor, a friend of mine from Gravesend, and he won Bodybuilding Champ of New York a couple of times, I guess. So he brought him one of his trophies, and he gave it to me and Bernie because he contends that Sid and Bernie are the real kings of New York. And he's got his arms above in the back of his head. He's all ripped up. He's got like a six-pack and muscles in his legs like Peter actually has in real life.
What's that famous statue? There he's...
What?
Atlas? I don't know.
I don't know. But now he's staring at me, this thing, and it's kind of freaking me out. So that statue. Peter Gordio.
Peter Gordius.
Yeah.
Love that guy, by the way.
Peter Gordio. Love him. Right? You know, I told you you're going to love him. He's going to come in every Friday now, Fitness Fridays. And a lot of people actually Instagrammed me and asked where they can talk to him. And they, you know, people do want to get into shape, and he obviously knows what he's doing. So that was fun.
He walks the walk.
You know what I'm saying, bro?
He's over 60, and he looks terrific.
He's in great shape. All right, for you win today, here's number one, Bernard. Yeah. William Shatner starred in this classic episode, Nightmare on 20,000 Feet, on what classic sci-fi anthology series? Sterling,
The Twilight Zone.
Yes, Rod Sterling.
I remember that. I know that episode as clear as day.
I remember just one. There was a girl who was on a train, and the train never stopped. She couldn't get off the train. And there was one more. It was a little kid, and he got a telephone for his birthday. And the phone rang. It was a fake phone. It was a phony phone. The phone rang. The kid was all freaked out. And it was his dead grandmother on the phone. One freaked the hell out of me.
Now, this is the only one here with William Shatner that I really can recall. It's the only one.
That's a good call.
It's funny that you would that Matt would make one of the questions.
Well, there you go. Good job. What federal law enforcement agency seal includes the motto fidelity, bravery, integrity?
The FBI.
Of course. In August of 1946, which United States president signed the McMahon Act creating the U.S. Atomic Energy Commission?
Which president signed it?
Yes.
In 46, that would be Truman.
Yeah.
By the way, Simone Biles would disagree with those that characterization of the FBI. But go ahead.
You're right about that.
And James Comey. Good job, Comey.
Listen, Comey's just, I mean, come on. You know, that was another great morning you and I had together. We saw that whole live conference where he spent 30 minutes telling us how guilty Hillary Clinton was and said, oh, we're not going to do anything about it.
We actually aired it.
Yes.
And watched it. And, we were like, yeah, this is great. She's going to jail.
She's done. She's finished. And it's like, yeah, we're not going to do anything. We're like, what? All right, one of these two you win. As a senior United States Army officer in the Army, Anthony C. McAuliffe served in World War II and is most notable for what one-word response when he was given the message, quote, the Germans have sent some people forward to take our surrender.
I believe it's, you're talking about nuts?
Yes!
Yeah.
Right. Nuts!
In other words, they asked him to surrender and he wrote back nuts.
Nuts. And finally, which famous leading man won his Best Actor Oscar for his performance in Yankee Doodle Dandy?
That would be my boy, James Cagney.
Ah, another perfect game for Bernard. Bernard goes 5-for-5.
He played, by the way, George M. Cohan.
Yes.
Cohan, an Irishman.
Yep, I remember the movie well. 5-3, the final score. Lewis, say hello to Lou, I should say. Say hello to Bernard.
What's up, Lou?
Hey, Bernie, thanks a lot. It was a pleasure. Thanks a lot, guys. I really enjoyed it.
A pleasure's all mine. Garden City. You know, Rudy Giuliani, Greg Kelly, a lot of people, a lot of our colleagues grew up in Garden City and still live there, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, I know. I went to grammar school with Rudy. And Greg, his house where he used to live backs up against mine. And Ray Kelly, I know... From business.
And one other, there's an author, I believe, James Patterson lives in Garden City. Is that right, Delu?
And my good buddy, Nelson DeMille.
Nelson DeMille.
Oh, that's the author, not Patterson.
And the attorney, not Anthony Patterson. Capitola, who owns that restaurant at Eisenhower Park.
Yeah, right.
And the Miller House, where you go for...
The Millerage Inn.
There you go, yes. Hey, Lou, thank you. A very nice job this morning. God bless you. Stay healthy, stay well, enjoy. Okay, pal?
Great. Listen to you every morning. Thanks a lot, guys.
Thank you. That's very sweet. 1-800-848-WABC, 1-800-848-9222. We'll wrap up a great week and a great Friday edition of Bernie and Sid. We'll do it on the phones like we do every day. Your chance to talk to Bernie and Sid is next.
Beat Bernie, sponsored by Fearless Boilers and Pavilion Tankless Water Heaters on 77 WABC.